Studios, home of shipping and handling, and the Coopmeister.
People say I sit and try, but when myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory for blood, one and two. But that glory's been denied by cussings and geeky eyes. People think they diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep on up, dipping up so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the fourth day of July. Cause they try to mess with third degree, that's me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
Hey honey, I'm reading about this new terror cell in the paper. The Jihad Apocalypse. They're claiming they're gonna wipe out all of humanity.
Well, that's not good, dear. We better make a capsule to save all of our AMVs for future generations of survivors.
Whoa, it looks like they're already here.
Allah Jihad!
Twelfth Illusion Studio. Because when the world ends, AMVs might be all that remain of modern culture.
You!
you dare say you're not using the ancillary. You're listening to RDS Radio.
Yeah, we're on, guys. Oh. Yeah, what's up? Hey, everyone, we're back. RDS Radio, April 22nd. The first three songs that you heard there was ELO Calling America, as requested by Jansky. Second song was De La Soul, Me, Myself, and I, as requested by Mexican Junior. And the last song was a System of a Down song that someone sent to me, but I have no idea who actually it was. Okay, let's see. On Skype with us tonight, we have Steak Slim.
Hey, hey.
We also have SNH Knives, but he's currently MIA right now. I think he's getting more beer to get drunk. And we also have Pero Pero.
Hello.
Which is our newest member in RDS.
Yes.
Everyone go download her video right now. It's really good. Go do it right now.
I forgot to watch her video.
Anyways, and also tonight we will be interviewing Mr. Kester Troy, and I'm sure you guys are all fed up about VG3 stuff, but okay, too bad. We couldn't find anyone else to interview for tonight. Anyways, okay, let's see, agenda for tonight. Okay, this is actually related towards me. I'm doing a panel at Anime Central this in May with Adam X, and the panel's supposed to be our top 10 indie videos. It's in videos that aren't very popular, but we think should get some recognition. Unfortunately, I only have like two or three videos that I could really find. I was wondering if any of you guys out there who are listening right now have any videos that you really like that aren't very popular, and if you could like message that to me.
Tash's videos.
Well, his is popular, man, dude. Everyone,
they are?
Yeah, like, I mean, people know him.
Oh,
I'm trying to look for videos that, like, have at least less than 1,000 hits, because that would be ideal. And if you want, we can actually call you up if you'd like, and you can advertise the video on RDS Radio tonight, and, you know, so people will download that. But yeah, if you guys can help me out in that aspect. No, and stop spamming your videos. I want videos by other people. I don't want you guys to just get on and start spamming your own stuff. That's not cool. Okay. I think we have Lee back. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Lee.
Are we live?
Yeah, we're live.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
welcome
guys.
To RDS Radio.
Yeah, okay, we already went through that.
Sorry.
So, are you going to tell us anything? Did you do anything?
Oh,
fun?
Yeah. Last night, I attended an MSI concert. MSI equals mindless self-indulgence. It was great.
You are drunk, man.
Well, some people might not know.
That you're drunk?
No, that MSI stands for.
Oh, well, in that and you're drunk.
That too. Not the main point. Last night was crazy. I was on the second row. It was awesome. If you guys ever get a chance to see MSI live, you should.
I think
it's very intense. I get the crowd start the main singer. It was cool.
What? Okay.
There was the first opening band. I don't know what their name is, but they suck. The second opening band was called Screaming Monkey Boner, and they were pretty damn good.
That's
We're gonna play one of their songs later.
We are?
Yeah.
No, dude.
That song I sent to you.
No, I don't want to.
No, you're going to.
No.
Nope. You're going
no.
to.
No.
Do it.
No. Sorry, I'm being weird right now. I'm tired.
You're always
me too.
Weird,
it's
dude.
Okay.
What?
You heard me.
All right, whatever. Okay. I guess we have nothing to talk about.
Hey, I have a quick question.
As usual.
All right, you have a quick question.
What? Unfortunately, I'm not on IRC, so I don't know responses, but my sister's feeling really lonely right now, and I was wondering if you guys had any suggestions on what we could do for her.
What do you mean?
I don't know. She just broke up with X. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Hey,
uh-uh.
What?
She's kind of down right now, so if anyone has any suggestions...
Suggestions, start hitting on her?
I know someone she could meet that who would immediately who'd go back to her ex. That warped elemental guy.
You guys are horrible.
I could cheer her up.
Oh, shut up, man. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's bad for me hitting on Grace's cousin and Grace's sister.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad.
Stay away from my family, Lee. Don't hit on my cousin's friend, too, okay?
I'll try.
Okay. No guarantees.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, we have nothing to talk about. This is gay.
Have you announced our guest later?
Yeah. And for those of you wondering about the org being down earlier, it's because they're moving servers, and apparently it's going to be a lot larger and a lot faster, so it should be pretty good for us later on in the month at least. But for now, it really sucks.
It's a $6 billion.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, faster, stronger than before.
Okay.
Right.
Anyways, all right, we got nothing. So I'm gonna play more songs.
Do it.
We're gonna play 3 more songs, and then we're gonna call up Caster Troy. The next 3 songs we got here are from. Okay, the first song is The Sacred Moon by Toshiyuki Omori, as requested by Angel X. Second song is Young Buck, Bang Bang, as requested by Adam X, which was actually his Iron Chef video against Rosard, which he did last night. They both actually did an Iron Chef to Kill Bill. And I think he posted it up on his live journal, if you guys want to look at that. It's livejournal.com/...
They both did a great job.
/member/AdamX. And he posted one. You guys should check that out. It's really good. It was a good competition. He ended up winning that, but they can't post it on the org because it's not anime. And the last song is a song that I dedicate to Lee, and you guys will hear it. Alright, here it comes.
Bang, bang. I shot you down, bang, bang.
We don't know either.
Bang, bang. I shot you down, bang, bang. You hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound. Bang, bang. I used to shoot you down.
Don't nobody wanna die, but everybody wanna fall.
shit, somebody gotta go when them killers call. You know it's in the song, you just gotta find it and use it. You can get away with it if you don't abuse it. The streets talk, the big smoke, cause that heat coming. And if they know that you did it, you better keep running. I think I see something, they go by enemy. Only Lord knows where this nigga finna be. Tell the keys to the price, this is real if you're looking. Might give it to you for five, depend on if I took it, nigga, anything go. My shop never closed, from the nickels and the dimes to the whole kilo. The real niggas feel me, the haters wanna kill me, but I'm holding down my city. Me and this 9 million, why you throwing bricks and hiding your hands, homie? I know where you hang. Ain't no thing for me to walk up and let that chopper go.
Bang, bang.
Just think if I empty the clip and he killed me, would I still be living with my homeboys miss me? How many niggas bust they gun when they have to? Don't need no ski mask when it's time to get at you. I'm glad you didn't see what it looked like when we left. Brain fragments from shotgun blasting. Or take a nigga breath for death before dishonesty, dope dips and robbery. Papa wasn't around, but that shit didn't bother me. I'd probably be in the penitentiary. But I played the cards that the dead Lord sent to me, the whole truth.
We have liftoff. This is the Star Fox team. Our mission is to defend the Video Game Project 3.
Video Game Project 3, it's going to be hot, biatch.
Back it, back it, back it. get up.
Hey, what's up? I hope you guys like those last few songs. I especially like that last one.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
You missed a very interesting conversation.
It's one of the best.
Okay, I'm going to be calling Callium right now because he has some information about the new server that the org is going to be getting. Hopefully he's ready. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Elevator music.
Elevator music.
Hey, Jeremy. What's up?
Not much.
So, you got something to tell us about the new server that the org is moving over to?
Sure.
Yeah.
The bandwidth is going up from 100 megabits per second to 175.
Nice.
And
almost double. That's great.
Yeah. There was some... Let's just say that there was some incredible bargains involved. I don't know all the details on that.
I guess they couldn't hear you.
Let's just say that Faye got a very good price.
Okay.
And some other things are going into place that'll reduce downtime, so when a crash happens, it won't take 8 hours to come back up.
Awesome.
All right.
Often does he.
That's cool.
Can you watch all some details, man?
Well, I don't... basically, the new Colo is Hurricane Electric, if you've heard of them.
Okay. No idea. Anyways, all right.
Isn't the new co-location located closer to Derevut?
Yeah, I think it's like 10 minutes from his house.
Awesome. So if anything goes wrong, he can just drive over there.
Assuming he's not sleeping or unconscious or something.
Right.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. All right, thanks for picking up and giving us some of those details, man.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks for the information.
See ya. All right, we're going to be calling up Pastor Troy now for the interview. Hopefully he's ready. And then I think we're going to have MJ come on later on, and he'll do his own interview of Pastor. All right. What's up?
RDS Radio to the extreme!
Hey, on the pants.
What the hell?
Okay.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, boys in CS?
Welcome, Caster's Troy.
Caster's up, Troy? You sound really far away, Lee.
Because I am.
He always does.
Stop being far away.
Dude,
stop it.
I'm laying on my couch.
Alright. So what's new with you, Caster?
Okay, first of all, now is everybody ready to rock?
I heard you had some kind of a special thing that you wanted to share with us tonight, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I have a special
RDS... Let's start off with that.
Special RDS Radio VG3 exclusive short, which I will be posting in the chat room right now.
Alright, do it!
Damn!
Do it!
Download.
Oh my god!
So, it's just a short then? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's like a 20-second short I just made.
Oh, cool. Is it from the actual VG3, or is it something you just kind of put together?
It's pretty much going to be in the project when it premieres in Atlanta. But like, you guys will be seeing it first.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Oh, I'll give you a link.
Thank you.
Someone sent me the link too, since I'm not in the IRC room.
You're a bastard, man.
I am a bastard with no IRC.
Okay. Anyways, so are you working on anything new? I mean, I keep checking on your live journal, and you actually have a lot of videos that you've finished, but you haven't released yet.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I just finished my first VG3 video, and I just finished my AWA Masters video.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, you finished your AWA Masters video?
Yes.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Can you give us a little hint of what it's going to be like?
No.
Well,
hint.
No, no
hint. Hint me.
All I could just say is it's going to make me the biggest jackass ever if it actually plays.
So. Nice.
That's all I could say.
That's good.
You know, the AWA staff has been contemplating getting rid of the Masters tournament for this year.
Yeah, that's what I heard, though.
So are you going to be disappointed about that?
Well, if they get rid of that, I'll probably just, you know, just send it to Expo, because I think it actually fits better in Expo.
So. I guess it's Pro? Why is it Pro?
I don't think it's going to fit that
way. I think he's planning to do a big joke.
There's no category for your video?
Well, it's kind of the opposite of most of the Masters winners in the previous years, so.
Does that mean it really sucks?
Well, you'll see.
Oh, God.
Wait, isn't it true Watson Q is not going to be running any like video tech at cons this year?
Q has totally just, he's like excommunicated himself from the con ways. He's fed up with having to deal with all that crap. And I don't blame him. Like, when I went to his New Year's party, you know, a couple months ago, he told me all the stuff that he had to go through to run these cons, and man, it was a lot of work.
Yeah,
he's taking a break.
Yeah, he deserves a big break.
Yeah,
indeed.
All right,
but
that's cool.
I mean, you know, Matt Wagner. I mean, he knows what he's doing. I think he'll still be okay this year.
All right, that's cool. So it's like pretty much me, Matt Wagner, and the rest of the AWA people will be running, you know, VG3 and all the other multi-editor projects. Yeah. ROS 2. Or actually, no, you should get ROS 2 to begin before VG3 again.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And make sure people are in the room and listening this time.
Yeah. No, it's got to be tradition that people will walk out while I'm talking. That'd be the tradition.
So, okay. Are you working on at Naruto?
Yeah,
Bebop Z video?
I'm actually working on a Naruto video. It's going to be an action, drama, comedy character profile.
And
it like might be one of the worst videos I could possibly make, but no. I just kind of feel a little passionate about it right now because of the influx of the big Naruto. All the Naruto videos that keep coming in. You know, I just want to like have a little answer to that.
I think everyone's waiting for you to make the Naruto versus DBZ. Where you can actually
I'm still thinking about it.
Why are you thinking about it? Why didn't you just do it, man? Everyone wants it from you.
It's gonna take so long.
Just do it.
Caster, I want you and some other guys to make a live-action Naruto video. I'm serious.
Well, actually, the guys in Texas have the Naruto costumes. Cosplay,
yeah, I want you and Mind Warp and you know, freaking Wonka and Bayo to do a live action Naruto. I think I would probably die from laughing so hard.
Well, I say Bayo gets to play Naruto.
I'll be the Hokage, Dante Bayo.
It'd be awesome.
Okay. I have a question for you from Aqua Sky.
Okay.
What are you wearing?
What's your current attire?
He's wearing underpants.
What?
I'm not wearing any underwear.
Nice!
Oh my God.
He's wearing panties with dick holes in them.
No.
It's pretty disgusting.
After this question, I want to ask you about your bed sheets.
Okay, post those bed sheets on the IRC channel for those people who don't go to the Hypo forums. Can you actually post that then? Everyone has to see these bed sheets that you actually use.
You're my hero, and those are the best bed sheets I've ever seen in my life.
What the hell?
Thank you very much.
What is up with those bed sheets? Are you posting it?
I just keep a lot of tissue paper.
That's disgusting, dude. Are those really yours? Do you have like spare ones? Do you have a different girl every night, or what's going on there?
Well, considering you know that stuff is expensive, I just have one.
You just have one, so you have
now,
to make
now,
sure.
Now that's the actual bed cover, right? Now
right.
Is the sheet itself a different girl, or is it like the other side of the back side of the girl?
The back side of the girl.
Are you kidding me?
Oh,
exactly.
God.
Just come to Anime Expo and you get to see it.
Wait, are you going to be wearing it?
I get to sleep in the bed.
Do you have the matching body pillow?
Yes, I do.
Are you kidding me?
The That's so freaking awesome.
This is disgusting, dude.
I gotta see this.
Yeah, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, go to Hypeo.
I already posted the links in.
Okay.
I gotta see some of this.
Okay, anyways.
Hey, didn't I see this on 4chan?
No, you didn't.
No, you did not.
I could have swore I did.
Dude, you
if anything,
4chan,
I posted it on 4chan.
Probably.
Now, the funniest thing is when we saw Danny Wilson posting his own picture on 4chan.
All right, well, okay, on to the real interview.
Okay.
We're actually going to let Mexican Junior do this, because apparently he really wants to do it.
I need to talk more about the bed sheet.
Well, you can talk about it with MJ. I'm sure you guys
sure
have a
MJ
lot of income.
He has his own special bed sheet.
He probably has his own set, man. Okay, I'm going to have to kick someone, and I'm sorry, Steak, but you're going to have to take the fall.
Oh, no.
Sorry, man.
Oh,
that's a wrong gun. Yeah. I'll download Gunbound for y'all.
All right.
Yeah,
all right, see you, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, now we're going to call up MJ so he can do the interview. Mr. Mexican Junior. If he's online, and he's not, bastard.
Come on.
He's not online.
Well, he's
come
in the
online. I don't know. I'm tired, man. You want me to poke at Caster?
No. All right, there he is. MJ's on.
All right, sweet.
Awesomeness.
Nice.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
What's the deal?
How y'all doing?
Good, man.
Good, all good.
What is up,
my Mexican counterpart?
Counterpart.
What?
Apparently, he's your counterpart. All right,
so, anyways. So, Caster, you're already spilling the beans on VG3, I see.
Yep. Definitely.
He's been spilling the beans for, like...
We got to get the hype machine out, but...
The hype machine?
Okay, yeah, the hype machine, the hypo machine.
Oh,
but I don't know if we can release too much because you know we want to keep it a surprise for the AWO crowd, you know.
Yeah, that's
so. You should give away like bed sheets, man.
The editor is that the reward for finishing
that
a video?
Oh, dude, that's a great prize reward.
If we were to give out bed sheets, would you actually make a VG3 video?
Hell yeah,
I'll buy
dude!
You some. I'll buy you those bed sheets with a hole cut in them. If you'll go ahead and do us the honor of with your presence of making a VG3 video, since you're obviously too good for it.
What? I'm not too good for it. Hey, this is an interview with Caster. Stop putting me in this.
All time.
Wasn't
Caster,
that Dark Rex?
Man, we've been trying to get Coop on any of the projects for like what 3 years now. Ever since the beginning of Ness, we begged him, and he just won't do it.
I'm sorry.
And you know why?
I remember.
Yeah, and you know why, Caster? It's because he told me he hates you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All time now, bitch. Oh,
bring it on. Sorry.
I think.
Hey. Hey,
I
you
think
don't
MJ's
want...
bullshitting.
MJ, you're going at it the wrong way. You should try other ways of asking him. There are ways to get him.
Right, is it like
whispering in his ear while gently giving him a hand job? Is that the way to go? When it comes to seducing Coop.
Okay, Coop, you and me in the Philippines. Chicken fight.
Oh, okay.
That's how we settle it.
I've been training one for like 10 years now, man.
My chicken will kick your chicken
down. I don't think so, man. You're going down. Your chicken's gonna go down, and they're gonna fry him up and eat him.
You and MJ love those cockfights, and I don't mean chickens.
Sword fights. Yeah, we are getting all gayed out on each other.
I see that's your fine. Sports is as big as mine.
We're all turning into a bunch of Lees.
What? Shut up.
I have the urge to make a Goo Goo Dolls video right now.
Dude, that'd be so
turned,
awesome.
A Goo Goo Dolls Naruto video.
Because I just
that
turned
would
gay
be
on
amazing.
Everybody.
That would be amazing.
Dude, Goo Goo Dolls is not gay. It's just,
it's just feminine.
It's really gay.
I can't think of the word, actually, right now. It's just,
long way down.
No, it's just sensitive,
Have you listened to the album?
Man, I get the girls. Okay.
Do you really?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I thought this was supposed to be an interview.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it is supposed
just
to be.
Just all of us ranting drunk.
That's fine.
No, I'm the only one that's drunk here, so shut up.
All right, well, okay, I'll go ahead and start. First off, I just want to say that back in the old days, Castor,
like 4 years ago, oh my God.
4 or 5 years ago when we were all in diapers, Castor Troy's videos were some of the first ones I ever saw. I owe a big debt of gratitude to Castor for actually getting me into the community. And like 4 or 5 years ago, I actually sent Castor an email. I don't remember if he even has it or not anymore. Just basically saying, hey man, you know, I've been checking out, you know, GGG or Ginga Giri Giri.
Yeah.
And you know, and I love your videos, and you know, thanks for making them. A lot of his videos are what made me actually want to go and watch, you know, the rest of Dragon Ball Z before it actually got all put up on Cartoon Network. So I just wanted to get that out the way. I'm a big Castor fanboy, so having him work with us in the projects was, you know, was really cool for me, since he was one of the people that, you know, brought me in.
And an IOU gratitude for putting me on the NES and RPG projects.
Sure. Yeah, it's basically just a suck off for each other.
Nice.
Now, getting back to some of Castor's videos, I know the one that really brought him into the spotlight was, of course, Dragon Bebop Z.
Yeah.
And back when it first came out, and you pulled a Carlos and sent it to about 15 cons at once.
Yeah, I heard about that. You sent it to like 50 million.
I remember you won a couple of cons right off the bat, like, you know, really early on in the year, and you started getting flack from several of the editors.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, for sending it into so many places. So, you know, what was it like back then for you, you know, having to deal with a lot of the other editors? You know, it just sounded like jealousy, really, of them being upset, because, you know, how are we going to compete with this video? It's a fan's video, and, you know, it crossovers like that will always be good videos like what we have. And, you know, how did you feel whenever all that went down?
I have to admit, I felt really bad, and it, like, really hurt me, because I didn't think I was going to get along with anybody else in the community. But then, you know, you guys, the La Familia, you know, accepted me with open arms as soon as it won ACON. So, you know.
Yeah, I got to say, when we saw it at ACON, we knew that this was it. This was going to win everything that year. And we loved it. Me, Carlos, yeah, the Hypo Boys, we were all there, and it was pretty well documented on the ACON doc when that came out.
Yeah, I remember that.
That we really enjoyed it, and we were really happy to see it win, because there were some other videos on there, especially the Moss's stuff, that we were like, you know, why is that guy's stuff winning? This
that
needs to sweep the awards. Yeah. That year, DeMoss had one of those... What's that anime with all the raccoons that play with each other?
I think it's really...
What? Yeah. Raccoons that play with each other?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've never really seen it, but I know there's a bunch of raccoons, and they, like, play with each other, and
climb
on top of each other. But that video won some kind of award at ACON, and we were disgusted. Carlos especially. He was just like, why? I mean, why is this crap? Why is raccoons fucking... winning awards at ACON? No, I think the quote was ladybugs fucking, because it was such a nature oriented video. But
right.
Yeah, it was like
nice.
So yeah, man, I remember, like, on the forums and stuff, people were jumping all over you. So I can imagine how that could be kind of something that would make you actually want to leave the community at, you know, at one point.
Well, I didn't want to leave. I was just, like, really hurt for a long while.
Are you okay now, man?
Now, whenever you actually came to ACON, what was that, 2003?
Yeah, 2003.
And you actually, was that the first time you'd actually met up and interacted with editors outside of, you know, AX? Because I know you had been to AX, you know, maybe a time or two.
Yeah, ACON was my first non-California con.
Now, what was that like, you know, getting away from the AX scene and the California scene, and, you know, seeing what it's like in some other places, and... You know, and then when you went to AWA in 2004, I know it was kind of a big deal to you, because you were wanting to meet all these new people. So.
Yeah, well, it was very different at first. Like, maybe for the first, like, 2 days, I kind of felt a little out of place. But then, you know, but then probably
once,
like,
I got drunk enough, you know.
Yeah, like, on the third day,
at ACON especially, man, we got hammered. That was the infamous Big Dave,
Mandy,
Carlos, Mandy weekend. Everybody had to get drunk in order to forget about how bad of a time we were having watching those two fight. So,
oh yeah, that was con drama.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of interesting stories when it comes to that con. But we had a great time in between all the fighting.
Oh yeah, the Hentai Fest,
Iron Chefing. We had a really good time.
And I'm still undefeated against Hitori, 1-0.
Yeah, the one time he actually Iron Chef.
And I will never Iron Chef again after that.
No. We need to Iron Chef our VG3 videos when I get
there. Oh yeah, that's right.
We're gonna pull Julian and Wonka's at AX and actually just Iron Chef our videos because we've mailed it in.
Yeah.
Now getting back to just meeting a lot of the other editors, what was that like as far as, you know, just branching out, especially at AWA, meeting all these people that you had heard about on the forums and talked to online but never actually meeting in person?
It was actually pretty awesome, except for, you know, one person, and you all know who that is.
Just say it.
Okay.
Hey, this is an open forum. You can be as honest as you want.
All right, well, he did IM me earlier, you know, asking me to mention it. But, you know, Mr. Voices of Ryan. Dude, my cat died, my hard drive, dude.
Yeah, Voices of Ryan seems to be the bane of all AMV editors at the cons. Now, to me, when I met Voices of Ryan, he seemed like an okay guy, but he didn't have seizures all over me like he did all over everybody else. So.
Seizures?
Well, but however... But, however, I did accept him on VG3, so if you're listening right now, Mr. Voices of Ryan...
If you're listening, we love you. Finish your video, please.
Yeah, please finish your video. And I will buy you a pizza, personally, okay?
And I'll buy him a beer, even though if we let him drink, he will only increase his annoyance capacity even more, you know, tenfold. But anyways, now at AKON 2003, you actually entered... another crossover video that it's not really as popular as, or it didn't end up being as popular as Dragon Bebop Z, but that was the Yu Yu Hakusho Memories crossover video.
That was it.
And I recall you saying at one panel that it took you months, like what, 6 or 8 months to get it completed.
Kind of walk us through the process.
Huh?
It took me about 8 months to finish it. I began it around August of 2002, then I like finished it around March of 2003. And I was a little disappointed with the result because, you know, it took me so long to do, and a lot of the scenes kind of look like crap in my opinion. But, you know, when some other people watch it, they don't even notice the flaws for some reason. So.
Dude, I'm sorry. I didn't like that video.
It's okay.
You know, anyway. You know what it
I'm
is?
I'm sorry.
I think it's the song. It is a song.
It seemed like you tried so hard, and then, you know, it just wasn't that great.
It got so far. But in the end,
it doesn't really matter.
It didn't even matter. And I remember at AKON, I don't think the crowd really appreciated the amount of work that went into it because it kind of fell on, you know, a silent crowd. I don't think they understood exactly what they were watching. So
yeah,
and I really felt bad for you because I could tell from, you know, all the scene manipulation that you put a lot of work into that video, and I was like, how, you know, this at least has to win Best Technical, and it didn't win anything. That was really surprising.
Well, I do admit, it's like probably not the most creative thing I've like probably done, because, you know, Dragon Bebop Z had like a lot of fun things, but I kind of wanted this one to be more of a dramatic action thing, and it didn't really turn out that dramatic.
It kind of looked just like, it felt like I should laugh, but not really, so I didn't know what to do. To me, it really seemed
like it was just an episode of Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah, that's basically.
I mean, there wasn't really enough interaction. And let me say this: anytime you do a crossover video, there usually needs to be a lot of funny interaction between the characters in order to make it, you know, entertaining and stand out.
It was actually dramatic interaction.
Yeah, it was kind of like it was like watching an episode of Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah,
I think that. I mean, that's what you were going for.
Yeah, pretty much.
The whole opening and everything, it just was weird. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but when I sent it to cons, I didn't, like, put the opening on.
Have you worked on anything like those types of videos recently, or...?
I would have to say my first VG3 track has a little masking on it. MJ knows about that, but not, like, an extreme amount of masking on it.
Yeah, it's not a lot of every scene having to be Photoshopped, but there is some, and it's a great video. It's definitely, the crowd's going to enjoy it when they see it. I don't want to give away too much,
yeah,
but
can't give away anything.
But it's really going to be something that the crowd will really like. Kind of in the same mold as Alan's video from last year. Getting back to some of your earlier work, Caster, okay. I know in the first couple of years that you started making, you know, Dragon Ball Z videos, and you were kind of one of the pioneers of that whole scene. You made hundreds of videos. Now,
it was actually 45.
45? Okay.
Yeah, 45.
So, now, of all
DBC
of those...
J-pop videos.
Of all those, which one do you think, you know, you enjoy the most, or which one is your favorite?
I think it would have to be this one with the Megumi Hayashibara get-along song, and, like, mostly focusing on Gohan and Vegeta, you know, just beating people
up.
Can
you do it?
And, because it's, like, a fun song. I just wanted to put some, like, fun fight scenes to it and stuff.
Now, do you notice a lot of other editors saying, hey, you know, back in the old days, you were one of the first people that brought me into making AMVs and watching AMVs. Do you get that a lot as far as, like, emails and IMs
and
things like that?
I pretty much get, like, emails over my old videos around, like, once a month.
Now, how does that make you feel, knowing that you're a pretty young guy, what, you're 21, 22?
I am 23.
Okay. So, I mean, how does that make you feel, knowing that you brought in a lot of the new crowd?
It feels pretty good, actually. Like, I've seen a lot of people grow pretty big, like you. And
not big. I am not big.
Dude, you're big.
He's huge, man. How much do you weigh?
About 500.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it mostly feels pretty good to know that I helped a lot of people begin, and, you know, like, they're going forward making what they like to do, so, yeah.
All right, Coop, do you have anything for him at all?
No, the thing is, I came at the time when Caster had already released his Dragon Bebop Z. I didn't really watch much of your earlier stuff.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, dude. And
you know why? It's because he hates you.
I never got into the DBZ AMV thing. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. I actually, you know, MJ is right. I really do hate you.
He hates everybody. Don't feel bad. He hates me behind my back.
I don't hate
now.
I don't hate
now. Your participation on the projects. What was it like for you working with so many different people, so many different editors, you know, being part of, like, a team-oriented atmosphere and, you know, working with Flux as far as, you know, coordinating the whole thing together?
Actually, for NES, I didn't really have a lot of worries since I wasn't on the coordinator, so I just didn't really have... I didn't really depend on...
Oh, yeah, you know what? On NES, we had an absentee enforcer. Totally forgot about that. Yeah. Wonka was supposed to be our enforcer, but... He spends maybe 5 minutes out of the year on AIM, so he didn't really help much. But really came through on the second one, though.
Yeah, for RVG, yeah. It was actually a lot more difficult than I thought it was going to be, because when I first got on it, I was like, yeah, I'm so excited. RVG's going to rock, man. And then after that, you know, like, we get, like, 22 dropouts, and I'm like, crap, dude, this is, like, not good. So I was a little discouraged. But, you know, most of the people pulled through, man, and it turned out to be a really awesome project, so...
What was it like for you at AWA when you watched it on the big screen and you saw the crowd reactions? How did that make you feel?
It's pretty incredible, man. That was, like, the main reason why I just wanted to go to AWA, besides meeting all the editors and getting... It's mostly RVG.
Okay, RVG was awesome in AWA, I must admit.
This is totally off topic, but has anyone seen Kung Fu Hustle yet?
I'll see it soon.
Yeah, I'll see it soon.
I want to see it. Anyone?
Why do you want to talk about it?
Well, I don't know.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Isn't it the same director?
Give me the ending right now.
I think everyone dies.
Everybody dies in the comedy.
Yeah.
The Chinese guy is really...
It's a dramatic comedy.
End, so.
It's a new type of genre. Like, you're not sure whether you're supposed to cry or laugh.
Why? Is it so dramatic that it's going to make you want to cry?
I don't...
No, it's so dramatic it makes you want to laugh.
Yeah, that's...
Okay,
yeah.
That's confusing.
It is.
Exactly.
I don't know.
It makes it so great?
Yeah. Anyways,
no,
what were
no,
we talking
Wonka
about?
Wonka said it was pretty good.
Pretty good?
So,
okay.
If Wonka says it's good, then I should go see it.
Then, if Wonka says it's good, then it means it's okay.
Yeah. If anybody from Texas says something is good, it's usually good.
Then it's usually just okay.
Unless it's me.
It's just mediocre.
If it's me, I'm just fucking with you. But if it's somebody else, then it means it's probably pretty good.
What?
Now, Caster, has there been any animes that you've been getting into lately, or any, you know, anything that you've been watching, you know, that says it just kind of says you know, to make a video to you or anything?
Well,
like that?
I've actually been watching Hajime no Ippo.
Ah, the boxing anime.
Yeah,
okay.
Which you featured in your Punch-Up video.
Yep.
Series. Watching some Naruto.
It's a great anime, I think. I love it.
Okay, Caster. I hear you have a PSP.
I do.
You don't? Damn it.
You lucky bastard.
Who has one?
Do you really have one, Caster?
I want one, yeah.
Damn it!
NES
DC,
and RPG
DC, DC developer has one.
Is it worth it to buy one?
I think so. It's $250, but the screen is so beautiful. I know. When I looked at it, I played it, I was like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I know, I held one today, and I was so tempted to buy it.
Yeah, but if you want one of those mem cards, like the 1 gig mem card,
or the 2 gigs. So that way you can watch videos on it.
Yeah, I want a 1 gig so I can put NES and RPG on it, but the thing costs like $150.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that is
buy another Xbox.
Bastards.
I'll probably buy one for my son and just keep it at my house.
How old is
your son?
My son? He's 10.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm an old man.
How old are you, MJ?
29.
So
I'm a couple of months away from hitting the big 3-0.
Wow.
Ooh.
When is this?
In November.
Damn.
So after AWA, when I hit the big 3-0, that's when I'm gonna just put a gun in my mouth and end
we
it.
We should
all.
Wish.
I had a good run. I had a good 30-year run.
We should wish Absolute Destiny. It's his birthday. Actually, it was yesterday already.
All
or
right,
tomorrow.
Birthday,
or actually, yeah, today.
No, it's Saturday.
Yeah, okay, it's Saturday there already.
Happy early birthday to Ian.
Happy birthday to Absolute Destiny.
In America, it's not Saturday yet.
Shut up. So if you guys are listening and you guys happen to talk to Ian, go wish him a happy birthday tomorrow.
I think everybody that listens should PM him happy birthday just to piss him off.
Also, I want everyone to wish...
yes, do it.
Also, I want everyone to wish Stefan Teutsch, which is also known as JCD, a happy birthday. He turned 20 today.
Nice.
Happy birthday. I feel so old. Oh.
Yeah, actually...
Everybody's turning 20.
About that, we have a song request to commemorate his 20th birthday. Yeah. Actually,
we should
play him right now. Actually, all right. The next three songs we're playing is... What's the name of that band, Lee, that you sent?
Screaming Monkey Boner.
Screaming Monkey Boner. ZYQ9.
Hey, they opened for MSI at the concert last night. I thought they were pretty good, so I figured I'd share the music with everybody.
Then the next song is Move Overdrive, which is for JCD. As requested by BMA. And the last song is Just the Two of Us, Dr. Evil version.
That's a good one.
Okay, here we go.
This is a very sensitive subject. Come on,
this radio, feeling oh so silky smooth.
Drive.
Coming this September, exclusively to Anime Weekend Atlanta, the most important multi-editor project ever, AMV Hell 3, the motion picture. Don't miss this special opportunity to become part of history in the making. We'll see you in hell.
This is a very sensitive subject. And Maya Angelou, but Scott rejected me. C'est la vie. Life is food, treat you unfairly. Even so, I got there must be. Meaning me, you complete me.
We can say, yeah, we try. Just me,
yeah, just me. Me and you, getting jiggy with it.
Creators and enthusiasts in an all-out massacre. Speak to Zero from the Org for more information. Suit up and join us. AMV wins.
Hey,
are we back?
Hey, yeah, we're back. We were just talking about reviving a project, possibly, maybe.
The project. The project of the decade.
The project of the smartest people alive.
The project of geniuses. Anyways.
We really need to get on Adam about that, too.
No, he said he was up for it. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, Project Genius, full with editor commentary.
We were actually talking to P-Wolf about him cutting up a little trailer for either ASIN or AWA about Project Genius.
What, 2006?
3 years in the making.
I don't think the world is ready for Project Genius.
No, I don't think so either, but you know what? It has to be released someday.
It was ready 2006. For a year ago. You guys released it so long ago. You guys just lazy.
No, dude. We're still tweaking it. Shut up!
Even though I know that it's like really, really advanced in effects and you know all that kind of stuff, I realize that it's like the most advanced and you know high tech and thought out project out there. But I mean, it's been a long time.
Incredible.
Anyways,
do we want to get back into the whole AWA deal where Kester was vomiting all over the bed?
And yeah, go ahead, finish it up.
I don't even remember that.
He was pulling a Jimi Hendrix on everybody and just choking on his own vomit after getting drunk on Zima.
After DDR4 had played, Shane gets up on the whatever pedestal and he's like, "All right, party at Lee's place." So we all go to my place, and there's like 40 of us editors in this little small like hotel room. It was pretty crazy.
That's cool.
Now, the interesting thing about that was, I don't think Caster had ever really been drunk before. No. So I'm not sure if he knew how to handle it. It only took like one, to, like, get him passed out.
Like, low tolerance. One bottle of tequila?
No, it was one bottle of Zima.
Isn't that, like, really light?
Yes, it is.
No, actually, Zima has a lot of alcohol in it. It just tastes like Sprite.
Oh, really?
Like 5%?
Yeah. That's why I love it.
5% isn't that much.
5% is, like, average.
Oh. Give me one.
But it tastes pretty, so I like it.
Oh, okay.
It tastes pretty.
Is
Zima? I didn't know.
If you put, like, a Jolly Rancher in it, it tastes really pretty.
Yeah. I didn't know pretty was a taste.
What was that?
I said, is Zima a malt liquor like Smirnoff?
Kind of, sort of, like Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Although Zima was the originator.
It's kind of like
the
that.
Sprite tasting alcohol.
Yeah, but the caster stumbles in with Tim and MJ and all those guys into my room. He's got this white cup in his hand, and it looks like water, but later Tim was like, "No, that's pure vodka."
That was so poison, man.
Yeah, he kind of like flops down on my bed and like lays all of my book bag and stuff, and he's all like, "What's up, guys?"
I did that? Yeah, you did a lot of things.
Holy crap.
I think after you blacked out, you might have woke up and took a punch at Tim.
I punched
you
Tim.
Took a swing at him. and then you threw the finger at all of us and walked out.
I just remember talking a lot of crap that night.
Yeah, that's what happened, actually. We were trying to get you to stop drinking, and you got violent on us like Dave Mustaine, and you started swinging at everybody.
Man, you're a mean drunk.
Dude, did I break the bottle on the counter or something?
Yeah, you broke the bottle, and then you try and stab us with the jagged edges of it.
Oh my God.
Get away.
You're crazy, dude.
We kind of fear for our lives, project. So we went out in front of the hotel and had a cigarette.
Yeah, nice. If you want to talk about mean drunks, though, we need to get into Tim drinking. If
Flux,
you've ever seen Tim Fluxmeister
yeah.
drink, oh my God, he is the meanest drunk you will ever meet.
Except for my ex-roommate.
I mean, when he gets drunk, he'll walk up to Carlos and say stuff like, "So how's that master's jacket working out?"
Ouch.
he'll just throw out one and get really cruel with you. Which is what makes him so great.
He reminds you that you suck.
Anyways, so yeah. Anybody else have any questions? Maybe we should take some phone calls.
Yeah, I was asking around, but no one wants to talk to Caster.
Ouch,
yeah.
Burn.
I'm not famous enough.
No, actually, everyone wants to talk to him, but I just won't let him because I hate Caster.
Yeah.
You hate everybody, dude.
I'm sorry.
Ever since Euphoria came out, you've changed.
I'm sorry.
Elitist.
I'm elitist. I'm too good for everyone.
You don't want to talk
else.
To anybody more?
The fame went to his head. He's like just like overloaded, so now he's still crazy.
Actually, I think it started after Remix. I could see the gradual turn, and then Euphoria pushed him over the edge.
I'm asking if anyone really wants to call. Talk to the caster.
Looks like Steak wants to talk to him.
Steak's no, he doesn't want to talk to him. Let's see.
That would be an interesting conversation.
No,
Steak,
you don't want to. Well, I have to kick someone off. Who am I kicking off?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, just.
We'll play back later.
All right. Bye
bye.
Good video, by the way. Peril.
Yeah, good video.
Oh.
I watched it the other day.
See?
Thanks.
Told you it was good.
And welcome to RDS.
Yeah, welcome to RDS. Yeah, MJ didn't even know about it. MJ and Rosard had no say.
Yeah, we need to discuss that.
No, I don't care.
On the air.
Even
out of town, MJ.
Well, I was out of town, but, I mean, he didn't even talk to Roz about it.
Yeah, I told Roz afterwards.
MJ, you guys don't care about
great.
The studio. In
RDS
fact, you like cheer on BSP when we were having an Iron Chef together. I mean, you're a disgrace.
I don't think it's so much we're a disgrace. I think the studio has turned into the Coop and Lee show. And everybody else kind of an extra.
No, no. Well, that's because you haven't made anything, man.
Ouch.
Ouch.
You're talking to the person that actually paid for the server, and that's right?
I'm going to pay it back. Just one of these days, I'll pay it back.
No, but it's all good. I mean, I don't really mind.
Okay. I actually remember that when one of my cousins
in the RDS or something like that.
I was going to ask you and Rosen, but neither of you guys were online at the time. And I'm like, whatever.
Really, really fast.
But
you're joining now. We're gonna release your video now. And then I was like,
even if you and Rosard said no, I would have let her in anyway. So I'm sorry.
Now we see who is actually in charge of RDS.
But, the whole thing is, me and Eric run RDS. Coop had to get our permission to even let her in, but we let her in because it's the end of Mia.
Yeah, it's good. You saw her video, it was good. Anyways, alright, sorry Grace, we're gonna kick you off and we're gonna call up Steak. Jebediah! I'll call you back later.
Just right, to set this up, have you ever talked to Steakcaster?
No, I haven't.
So, I'm sure there will be a lot of uncomfortable silent conversation.
Well, I would call Steak, but he's not online, he's a bastard. Come on, you idiot!
Hey, you know what? Mr. Oni is in the chat. He needs to call in. I want to interview that guy.
I've never talked to Mr. Oni.
Oh, he's great.
On Skype?
Tell him to call in.
Yeah. What's his name?
I don't know what he is on Skype.
Well, that's not going to help me, pal. Not going to help me.
Well, he needs to go download it, because that guy... I love that guy.
Well, neither of them are on. I don't know what to do. I'm going to just give up on life.
Oh, by the way, Rosar just messaged me, and he said that Lone Wolf's going to join RDS tomorrow. So you heard it here first.
No, I thought Lone Wolf was already part of Bad Raptor.
He changed his mind.
He changed his mind.
And Rosar approved it, and then I gave him my blessing.
What? Really?
Yeah. You heard it here first?
Well, is he actually making a video?
He just
actually finished
videos.
One.
Well, let me see this first. Not that I care.
What video?
All right, whatever. Okay.
Hey, Rosar, call in so we can.
No, we're talking to Steak right now.
We are.
Steak.
You want to talk to me?
No, actually, I want you to talk to Caster.
Well, let's get Steak's opinion on the whole. Did you talk to Steak about this?
Yeah, I talked to Steak about
what,
it.
What thing?
And did you approve?
About Grace joining RDS.
Oh, Grace joining?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that just sort of happened. I didn't care.
Yeah, he didn't care. See, I asked him. He just didn't care.
I'm the most apathetic member of the studio.
No.
You're not alone in your apathy, dude.
No, that's Shivan. Shivan is the most apathetic person. Yeah. No one knows what happens to that guy.
Honestly, I think RDS is just a collection of apathetic people that care less.
That should be our motto. We could care less.
We could care less.
We're the most
apathy studios.
Studio.
Apathetic studios.
Yeah.
Destination.
After this is over, I'm
actually,
RDS.
That's my next video name.
That's kind of like what Nappy had in different productions.
Yeah, I know. We should just be called Destination Apathy. Okay.
Poor Caster, he's getting mixed up in all this RDS politics.
Hey, Caster.
After this is over, I'm joining RDS.
You know what? You have my blessing.
You guys heard it here first. Caster's going to join RDS.
And actually, there we go. It's actually been rumored that me, Caster, and Flux will branch out and join video game studios.
RDS.
No, Caster, if you really want to join RDS, it's cool with me. I'll go ahead and start making your site. Your page.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, for real, you should do it.
You should do it. Awesome. We don't have enough space, you idiot.
We have plenty of space.
If Caster joins, we can get MJ to beg Ani and Monte for more space.
Hey, money talks when it comes to that, pal. It's not me asking. It's me saying, okay, I will give you X amount of money for X amount of space.
Yeah, and then you bitch at us for that X amount of money.
Hey,
exactly.
So, Carol, I'll give
like, you guys owe me.
I'll give you 20
Have you guys paid
me?
No. Exactly.
I'll
pay PayPal
to you at some point, but I'll give you your
20
bucks.
No, everybody can pay me at
AWA. Yeah. Yeah, I told you I'd pay you at AWA.
Everybody that's actually going to AWA now.
Dude, I told you I'd pay you at ASIN, but you didn't come to ASIN.
Of the 20 editors on RDS, I think only 3 of them are actually coming to AWA. So
I'll pay you in condoms and paper mate pins.
How about this? I'll buy you a case of
Zima. That's an even trade-off.
And the
a case of Zima, me getting to hang out with your mom in private for 5 minutes.
What the hell?
You're gonna have a brother now.
Oh god!
Because I want to be Lee's dad.
Let's go. Let's ask.
He's probably
the
old
question
enough.
To Caster here.
Huh?
Ask your question to Caster.
Yeah, steak. Ask Caster.
Oh, ask
question.
The question. Oh well, I don't think I even had a question.
What the hell?
I just wanted to reminisce. It was back in the day when Ginga Guri Guri was around. And
the kid
at school would constantly be downloading your videos. He'd be like, "Dude, check out this DBZ video." And I'm looking over there. Yeah, Piccolo flying around.
How does it go?
Do it again.
Remember DBZ J-pop. Somebody needs to record that. Make that our opening.
This is recorded, Dan.
We can get rid of Brad's little noise that he comes with.
I think Caster needs to tell the story of how he brought down. What was the name of the planet Namek? I think actually Ginga Giri Giri was a branch off of Planet Namek, and I think they killed the server or something like
actually,
that.
Actually, I owe the webmaster of Planet Namek $3,000 for bandwidth.
$3,000?
Is that why Ginga Giri went down?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Now what happened with that? Did they get mad at you? Did they try and sue you? What did they do?
Well, he just got mad at me and, you know, never talked to me again.
Well, I mean, if you owe me $3,000, I'm pretty upset, too. I'm surprised that they'd, like, try and sue you or something.
Did you have, like, shady fellows, like, hanging around your house?
Actually, I think Caster and Carlos...
In orange jumpsuits?
Caster and Carlos might hold the record for killing the most servers. And killing the most web hosts of all time. I mean, they've gone through their share. Both of them have.
I think I guarantee I killed more than Carlos.
I don't know. Carlos has killed a lot.
What servers has he killed? What do you mean?
Well, anytime he signs up with a web host, mm-hmm. within a week or two, they shut him down totally. He kills the bandwidth. He's like, they don't understand. You know? Oh yeah, we've got unlimited bandwidth. And then a week later, well, it's not really unlimited. I mean, you're really supposed to be going under 5 gig of transfers. So what are you doing? it's happened to all of us. I mean, every editor, who they are, have had issues with bandwidth, traffic. I mean, how many of us were starting off with GeoCities, Homestead, Angel Fox?
Actually, I didn't. Man.
Yeah.
When I first started out, I asked a lot of people to host my stuff for me, and I was lucky enough that people did.
You started kind of late, though. I'm talking like long, long time ago.
Yeah.
In the old days of like 2000.
Did anyone ever host their own videos on like IRC or
something? My first website ever was GeoCities.
Awesome. I still have my GeoCities.
I had a free website up a while back, but they finally took it down like a month ago.
That's
I went to go check on and see if it's still there, and they took it down finally.
That sucks.
But the first VSS site was on Jonathan's server. In which Eric paid for.
When I first started, I paid like $30 to Homestead a year for like 1 gig of space and 1 gig of transfer.
That's horrible.
So I had to like make all my videos like 4 meg for to actually be able to distribute them.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it was. That's why all my scores are so low.
Has anyone gone over the limit on John's server?
RDS continues to do that. so every month. That's why I'm saying we really can't have that many more people on RDS.
I bet there's other. I bet you Carlos has issues with that, especially when he hosts all those movies.
Probably.
Those, like, short films and stuff.
Yeah, those things are huge. Oh, yeah. But apparently, well, I mean, Carlos has been, like, complaining to us that he can't get any more space because RDS is taking it all. Like, what are you talking about?
Is he serious?
That's what he keeps telling us.
Wow. We might need to look into expanding our package deal with
him. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, it's just giving us more money, I guess. Yeah.
It's me. I'm bringing in all the traffic.
You bastard.
My stick.
Actually, it's weird because nobody else except for me, Coop, Lee, and Korn actually have our videos on the RDS server, right? Everybody else doesn't even
Rosard
have
them
on there.
Rosard
does.
Yeah.
But, like, Steak has, like, 50 videos. None of them are on there. So I can only imagine how bad it's going to get whenever he actually puts them up there. And they
Wait, they're not up there? I could have sworn they're up there.
They're on the actual server. I just have them listed.
Oh. Well, you have them on the org anyway.
Yeah, I think I'm only going to put, like, live-action videos on the actual server.
All right.
If I ever stick with the local hosting for everything else?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good plan. I think we all might need to look into that.
I need to follow my example.
Or at least cut back. I mean, I'm as guilty as anybody. I've got, like, all my videos up there. On both.
Yeah,
on
so
the
do I.
And on the RDS server.
So do
I. But I paid, so I have that privilege.
I haven't paid to either. So I don't have that privilege, but I do it anyway. Have you guys seen Lee's member picture on RDS right now?
Is it the one with the light?
The what?
Is it the one with the light shining? Like he's got a
No. It's a new one. Go there right now. It's hilarious.
It's
yeah.
Dude, that's greatness, man. Hold on. Look at it.
You guys are gay. I can't believe you guys changed my
I didn't change that. I forgot. Who changed that? I think it was Rosard that did that. But he hasn't changed it back. We thought you liked it or something.
What? I just noticed that today, actually.
Actually, Lee.
When I was showing my mom my website, I was like, check out my website, Mom. And she goes, my size. She goes, what the fuck is this? She sent my picture.
It was that. Okay, Brad just told me it was Corin that put it up.
That's actually pretty good. Hey, Roz gave us a suggestion right now.
What's up?
He says we should upload the high quality versions on the org and post 56K friendly versions.
No,
as we have 56K friendly versions.
As we continue to do RDS maintenance over the air,
I don't make 56K friendly videos. Yeah.
Like fire right now. I currently can. What I have is the 56K friendly version.
Send it to me and I'll make it 56K.
No, I don't want to.
I'll run it through Windows Movie Maker.
It's horrible.
WMV.
I don't think I could go for it through another transfer.
I don't want to make my 56K version. I like making it really high quality that no one can play it back.
I could make mine just under 100 megs like I usually do.
All right. Do you have anyone else? Should we just call up the rest of RDS?
Roz should call in because he's got
all right.
Opinions on this whole RDS.
Okay, I'm going to kick off Steak and then I'm going to call up
again.
Rosie. Sorry, man.
First time I've been kicked off twice.
That's fine. All right, see ya.
All right, see ya.
It is RDS Radio. We might as well talk about RDS.
And I mean, have we really actually had a show where we actually discussed RDS?
No, this is actually the first one. I'm sorry, Caster. We're stomping all over you right now.
Hey, bitches.
What's up?
Fucking extreme.
Hey, Brian. Brian, are you coming to Atlanta a couple weeks from now?
Yes,
probably. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Because I get to, like, meet
you. But wait a minute. Does that mean I have to take you?
No, you're not coming. Is it okay if Matt comes? What?
Yeah, go ahead, Matt. Matt's always fun to hang out with. I mean, super hyperness is always welcome.
Hey!
And super shortness, too.
Shut up!
Oh, God, I don't even know who's on the line right now.
Rosard and Lone Wolf. Apparently, he's the one that's going to join RDS or something.
You heard it here
first? No, Matt, I heard you were part of it.
Shut up, Mexican Junior just said I did.
Well, you have
so
it.
I did.
Matt,
whatever.
Matt.
And you know what I say goes, because I am the Don.
The Don person.
Matt, when I was at MSI concert last night, Mr. Pilkington and 84,000 were there randomly, and they said that you were part of Bad Raptor Studios now.
Well,
But I mean about that. Think about it. Let's wait for a minute here. RDS versus what is it called again?
Bad Chaotic Raptor.
Chaotic Raptor. I mean, I love Pilkington and AMV 4000. They're great guys, but you know, let's look at the greater less than sign here.
Oh, this is so not fair. You're putting me in the spotlight, and I don't want to be in there.
Well, then, don't finish your video.
Okay.
Ever.
Ever.
RDS is probably better for it.
All right.
make, like, DVD covers for, like, RBG or something.
Yes! I'm still working on it, by the way.
You know, as much fun as this is, I think we're going to cut this short.
We've been going for an hour and 40 minutes, guys.
So, thanks for everyone for listening. We'll see you next week. And I think we might have Ermac on, so.
Yeah. All right. So we can talk to him about his hatred.
Standard to have us on every session.
All right. See you guys later.
My boy, Ermac's son.
See you guys.
See ya.
Good night, everybody.